covering the forehead, the small deity, and Narasingadev. So when Lord Chaitanya was here, he would go every day for all these festivals. Then afterwards, they'd also in the daytime, they were bathing in this Narendra Sarovar. And they had water sports with Nityananda and Advaita splashing each other. Sarup Damodar splashing. So although they are very grave pandits, elderly devotees, but sometimes they are so blissful that they played like children, reminding one of the cowherd boys in Vrindavan. Especially Lord Nityananda, he is like Avadhut. He is very spontaneous. So we're going to go tomorrow to the Narendra Sarovara. So that's another pastime that happens here. As they said, when we do Harinam tomorrow, put your shoes in your bag or something. Don't wear your shoes. People here are very finicky about when people do Harinam, they shouldn't wear shoes. When you're not in Harinam, you can wear shoes. But if you're in the Harinam, you're supposed to be barefoot. That's their way of respecting the holy name. Any other question? Pardon? Pardon? Yeah, you see, the point was 500 years ago there was 2-3 devotees, like Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Muslim family. Rupa Goswami, who had adopted a Muslim name, like W. K. Shakar Malik, Rupa and Sanatan. So these three devotees, they didn't make a big issue about it and try to get them in, even though they had completely were purified. The issue that White Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was administrator of the temple, didn't open the temple to the foreign devotees. Where were the foreign devotees? There were no foreign devotees then. There was only foreigners. And he's not about why should he make an issue to open the temple to some British lords who are going to walk in with their shoes and smoking their cigars and whatnot, and who don't believe in the Jagannath anyway. So that wasn't the type. Now that Lord Chaitanya's movement spread to the West, it was spread by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki! Prabhupada ki! Prabhupada ki! And he made all the Western devotees. Before that, who are the Western devotees? ISKCON is the first to go in the West and make Australians and Americans and English and Europeans and Russians and everybody as the devotees. Now other groups are going, but we were the first. Prabhupada was the first. So that's when Prabhupada brought these devotees back to India, fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's prediction. He took it that it was a matter of respect for Lord Chaitanya, that since he predicted it in Jagannath Puri, and since it happened, they shouldn't be so closed-minded, they should be open-minded and allow the devotees to also go and see Jagannath in his temple, out of respect for Lord Chaitanya. So it was really the only first opportune time to do that. Recently there was some court case where some Jagannath temple was open for people from Hindus, from lower castes who were restricted before. We don't know whatever Krishna wants, but anyway, we have Jagannath all over the world and we serve him everywhere. It's not a big issue with us that in this one temple there is still not. But it was an issue for Prabhupada. because he felt that since it was a matter of respect for Lord Chaitanya. So on that issue, we're making issue out of it. But I'm quite happy if all my Indian disciples can go and have a darshan of Jagannath. I saw Jagannath. I saw him during Rath Yatra in 1970. Yes, sir. There's a lot of music going on from the beach. I can't hear you very well. What's your name? Where are you from? Sri Jiva Das from Secunderabad is reminding us that somewhere in some shastra it says that when you come to see Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri, before you should go to see Kshetrapal Lingaraj in Bhubaneswar and get his darshan and blessings. This also in Mayapur, before we see Lord Chaitanya, we also bow down to the Kshetrapal sheep at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So I don't know what the question was. Well, you can also find a Shiva here and pay obeisance to him. You can also pay obeisance to Shiva. There must be many Shivas in the Jagannath Puri temple. We also pay obeisance to pay obeisance to Chhatrapalika, who is Bimla Devi. All of Jagannath's prasadam is offered to Bimla Devi. Then we call get the Mahaprasad. Bimla Devi is a form of Durga. She has the blessing to get the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. So we can also bow down to her and get her permission to go in. Sometimes you can also mentally offer your prayers to Lingaraj. Unfortunately for the foreigners, we are not allowed to see Lingaraj either. So, anyway, we can get his blessings to, mentally we can pray to him for blessings. The Lingaraj temple also takes prasada from Ananta Vasudeva and from Narasingadeva. Sometime when I take the safari there, we take a big bunch of bananas and offer to Narasingadeva and take them in and offer to Lingaraj, and we all take Lingaraj Prasad. Mahaprasad and Narasingadeva Prasad. Barbara had a question? Somebody told her that in January Jayapataka Swami is coming to observe a festival in Jagannath Puri or in Moscow? I was planning to go to Moscow. Usually every year here in Jagannath Puri there's a festival put on by some of the senior Ayurvedic doctors and Madhurya Kadambani and other devotees, and they have a lecture about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath, and they always invite me to come, but it's always held at a time when I can't come. And so far I never came, but they always tell everybody that I'm coming. And I think that's the same one this year. They don't even invite me anymore. But they tell everybody I'm coming. But I'm here right now. This is the November festival. The January festival, if they tell you I'm coming, they should invite me and tell me that I'm coming too, because I had no plan to be in January in Jagannath Puri. I'd like to go to Moscow and have a winter Rath Yatra with Jagannath on a sled. Right now we're thinking 19th, 20th. Okay.